is a French girl I know. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. On the Melting Pot Show.
Hi, this is Billy Hopeless. You're listening to podcast Melting Pot Rock and Roll. Get it on.
You forget for the Black Halos.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, this is Billy Hopeless from the Black Halos. I'm in France, and you're listening to Melting Pot podcast. Love it. Je suis un idiot.
Et tu rajoutes avec Annie de Marseille.
A what?
With Annie from Marseille.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. I'm in France. You're listening to...
Je savais.
Okay. Hey, this is Billy Hopeless of the Black Halos. I'm in France. You're listening to Annie from Marseille's Melting Pot podcast. Je suis amour.
I am love.
Yeah. Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod. April 19th, hello from Marseille to San Francisco. I have the great pleasure to introduce to you American Heartbreak's new album. After many years waiting, at least it's released. We began with Fallen Angels and you are listening to right now Isolation. American Heartbreak, a good rock band from San Francisco, California, I met in France in Marseille in 2001. And with Michael Butler, their bass guitarist, we became friends. He started the Rock and Roll Geek Show, the famous podcast. I will plan an interview with him soon about this new album, his project for his podcast, and his job with Adam Curry and Pacho. But right now, the interview with Adam Beckfair, American Heartbreak guitarist I met in 2001, then with the Lord of the New Church, and a few days ago with the Black Halos, remember? Okay, I am with Adam tonight.
Hello, Annie. Hello, Annie.
Yes, Adam, how do you find France after a lot of years?
I love it. I miss Marseille. I wanted to come to Marseille, but we couldn't find a show that was in our schedule to book in Marseille, so we're here in Nice instead. But I miss France. I miss Marseille.
And you told a little with Manny to beat the head of Manny because it's his fault. It's his fault.
I know. It's all Manny. Blame it on Manny. Manny, teenage head music. Rock and roll soldiers. No days off. Play every night for 8 weeks.
It's hot, no?
Yes. It's hot. It makes it very easy to play. You play very well when you're playing every night, but when things break, like tonight, you don't have a day off to get things fixed. And there's a lot of long drives, so when the drives are long and you're playing every night, you're basically living just to play that night, and that's how you get your fun, is playing. So 8-hour drives, and makes it all worth it to play 45 minutes of rock and roll.
And can you tell me a little about the difference, because I saw you with American Heartbreak,
right?
Then with the Lord of the New Church,
right?
Now with the Black Halos. How it is?
American Heartbreak, those are fun tours. I'm still good friends with them. I wasn't able to write much music in that band. They already had an agenda and a style they wanted to go for. And with the Lords, there was just nothing to compare to playing with a couple of people like Brian James and Dave Tregunna that I've got total respect for. Black Halos I've known for a long time, since 1998, and I've always felt like I could bring something to their music. Being a fan, I heard little things that I always wanted to do to their songs, and now that I'm in the band, they let me do what I want. I can kind of be more of myself with their music, and I think I wrote about half of the new album, so they're letting me do all the things that I couldn't do in Lords of the New Church and American Heartbreak.
And you saw them, I think, in San Francisco, no?
Black Halos?
Black Halos and American Heartbreak played together.
Right, we did a show in January. American Heartbreak opened up. It was a lot of fun. We were driving down to do a show in Anaheim, California, with Social Distortion. We were coming down from Seattle, so we stopped in San Francisco and did a quick show with American Heartbreak. It was a lot of fun. We all got really drunk, so we got very, very drunk, and I don't remember much more of that. It was a fun show. We didn't play very well, but it was a lot of fun and made more good memories.
And I want to ask you: you were born in Brisbane,
right,
in Australia. How many years did you stay there?
I only lived there till about three. I was about 3 years old, and my mother flew back to the States to have my brother, and my dad and I stayed in Australia. So my mom flew, I was 2 years old, my mom flew back to the States, and then I flew back to the States when I was three.
And you never went?
No, I want to go. If I die, I'll have my ashes scattered on the White Sands Beach. That's where I took my first steps. When I was a baby, I took my first steps on the sand. So it'd be nice to have my ashes go there if I never get there before I die.
But you don't want to go there now?
Oh, yeah. We want to go. We're trying. I want to go to Japan. I have some serious business to take care of in Japan, as Mike Butler would say.
You ask money to organize a tour in Japan and Australia?
We're trying to find another good label in Japan. Black Halos were on Warner Japan with their previous album, and we're hoping to renew that contract and go over and tour.
Is it maybe the next step after Europe?
I hope so. I don't think we'll get to Japan before or during the summer. We want to come back to Europe in fall, autumn, and do another short tour in fall here, and then maybe record another album.
And what about Loose Killer?
Lust Killers, I have something for you, remind me.
Yeah.
it was Bad Kids from the Les Killer Adam Beckwith Band. And now we continue the interview with Adam about the Les Killers project.
I signed a deal with a crazy girl in New York named Louise. She's starting a record label called Vacancy Records in New York. And she just flew out to our Halo show in Berlin and brought me promotional copies. She's going to press the Les Killer songs. There's 8 songs. It's called Black Sugar Sessions. And those are the tapes that I gave to Brian and Dave and when they decided to have me join the Lords. So Louise is going to release those songs and then have me record 25 new songs. And when I get home from this Halos tour in May back to Chicago, I'm going to start finding drummers and finishing those songs. I have about 35 songs and I want to use maybe 20.
Okay. Good plan.
Pardon?
A good plan for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss the Les Killer songs a lot. I miss singing songs, you know. I'm jealous that Billy gets to sing about things that mean a lot to him, and now I want to do the same. But Les Killers has always been a band of good friends. So I always find friends in other bands who aren't busy to come and play with me in Les Killers. So it's always a little difficult to find everyone and get their schedule together and do the Les Killers.
And it was in the Wildheart Art in Berlin because it's the same venue for the free bands for you.
Oh, right. Okay, here's a good story. First time I played Wild at Heart, I was with American Heartbreak, and our singer Lance lost his voice. And he can only play 6 songs. He can only sing 6 songs. He had no voice. And Uli and Leo were pretty upset. The next time we came to play Wild at Heart, I broke my ankle.
I was there.
Yeah, and I really wanted to play good there and really impress Uli and Leah because they're great people. And I was in a big metal boot on crutches, and that pissed me off. So then when I went with the Lords...
I was there.
Yep, and I think the Wild at Heart show at the Lords was 2 weeks into the tour. And I remember the whole time with the Lords, I just tried to keep healthy and not lose my voice. And I just wanted to play Wild at Heart and be really good. And that was probably one of the best shows on the Lords tour, was doing that Wild at Heart show. And I really sang well, and we really put our heart into it. It was the hottest show on the tour. And I kind of got the monkey off my back and took the jinx off of it, got rid of the bad luck. And then this last show with the Black Halos was a Friday night at Wild at Heart. It was sold out, and it was incredible. We were great. So Wild at Heart is finally my friend. And I love Uli and Leah. They're great people.
Thank you, Adam.
No, thank you. So good to see you, Annie. I'm sorry it's been so long. I tried. I've been busy. You know?
Yes. To understand this family story, I couldn't finish the show without Manny, the general of this rock army teenage music. And now with his own band, The Ones, Shut the Dice Fucker. You gamble, you stumble, you're gonna get fucking mangled. Shut the dice, fucker. I never found right. Shut the dice, fucker. You win now, you lose again. She's looking pretty good for attention. She's looking pretty good for attention. She's looking pretty good for attention. She's looking pretty good. Tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with meltingpot.com.
Hi, this is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show at rockandrollgeek.com, and you're listening to Annie on the Melting Pod.
This is Lust Killer Adam Beckvar from the Black Halos, and you're listening to Annie on the Melting Pod. Go for it.
Hello, this is Manny from Teenage Head Music in Belgium, and you are listening to Melting Pot by the very sexy Annie from Marseille, France. You better listen up.